A final rule on the volume obligations for this year under the renewable fuel standard is taking longer than expected, but Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy says they hope it will be out soon, and she explains the delay.
It has become very clear to me that in the comments we received on the proposed rule, that there's some general concern in two different ways, not only about what the volumes of the fuels are, but the way in which we're adjusting those volumes and whether or not the way we're doing it is really going to continue to push our joint interest in getting biofuels more and more into the system. We're just taking the time we need to make sure that the renewable fuel standard addresses those issues as best we can. The administration continues to have a strong commitment to biofuels, and we want to make sure that the final clearly reflects that interest. Though it's taken a little while longer, and I appreciate that people are looking for signals that are appropriate. I think they'll be very pleased that we're taking the time to get this right, and they will take they'll be seeing the final as soon as we can get it out. But I guess my goal is always to make sure we get it right.
Renewable Fuels Association President Bob Dineen says he believes McCarthy wants EPA to take a clear look at the mechanism by which they will adjust the RFS volume obligations.
You know, they relied upon statutory authority that they believe is there to reduce the overall RFS based on the blend wall. Well, the blend wall is a demand constraint, and the waiver authority they were citing is really only about available supply. And we had maintained in our comments to the agency that conflating supply and demand and reading the blend wall into the statute simply could not be done legally. So perhaps they have in fact reread the statute, and they have acknowledged that they cannot introduce a consumption or a demand factor into an exclusively supply-oriented waiver. So the fact that they are, trying to think about that is refreshing.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.